Built in 1888, the water tower supplied water to Sale's 3,000 residents, replacing carted water from the Thompson River, providing residents with clean water for the first time. The Sale Water Tower was originally designed and built by English-born architect and civil engineer John Harry Granger. The 54-foot high tower supports a 40,000 gallon wrought iron tank. The tank itself was made in Sale at the Union Foundry of Webb and Hagger, located in York Street. The total cost of the construction, including pumps, boiler house and engineer's cottage, was £8,000. The tower was in use for 82 years as water storage, both for domestic supply, as well as supply to the swimming pool that was situated at the tower's base. From the early 70s, the tower was used as a Sale Council Parks and Gardens depot. Local historian Peter Sinan started a petition to redevelop the water tower to a museum for historic and tourism purposes. And in 2016, the extensive project came to life. Now complete, the Sale Water Tower Museum pays tribute to John Granger, as well as telling the story of water in Sale, and the pioneer who led to the discovery of Victoria's artesian water supply, John Neeman. Now complete, the Sale Water Tower Museum pays tribute to John Granger, as well as telling the story of water in Sale, and the pioneer who led to the discovery of Victoria's artesian water supply, John Neeman. Each floor of the museum tells a different story. The ground floor, the story of Sale's water supply. The first floor, the story of the engineer and architect John Granger. The second floor, the story of John Neeman, the man who tapped Sale's artesian water supply. And the third floor, the story of the observation deck.